Okay, we're on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, Maaseh Sheni, Perek Shlishi, the middle of Halakha Vav, towards the end. Omer Rabbi Zeira. And this is where we're at. Is that right? You want to point to it? He's coming out to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you recur a shame of Meiser after having already sealed the barrel, so then the Meiser is also Kona the Kamkan itself. So he's coming to explain it. He says, look, the Torah says Porteo de Migdash and Konseo de Guli. Migdash, by the way, this is the marker of the Rambam. That says that the meaning of Mikdash is Yerushalayim. And here we see this is where the Gemara uses it in that fashion. Mikdash is supposed to Gevulin. So the Mikdash is supposed to Gevulin when it comes to Maaseh Sheni is Yerushalayim, as opposed to outside of Yerushalayim, right? You see that's not just the way that it's used. So in Yerushalayim the Torah says you should be parade money to buy wine. Okay, not the eight game. Okay. Inside the Choma. Yeah, it has to have the Kiddush. The Kiddush was only Mekudesh inside the Choma. Right, so it says the Farish in the Torah. V'natata b'ketzef. It says over there, natata ketzef b'yayin b'shechar. That's the whole thing. So it says the Farish. To take that money and to go ahead and to be paraded, that is to change it in for the fruit. And when it comes to Yerushalayim, it says to be konseil to Yerushalayim. So that you do the opposite. You're supposed to put it into money to take it into Yerushalayim. So Ma'at Migdash Yatsa Kankan L'chulin. So when we said before at the beginning of the Masechta, we said if somebody buy wine in Yerushalayim, the Kankan he doesn't have to worry about, and that becomes chulin, and we don't insist over there that, well, it's actually two separate things, and you're going to have to pay separately for the Kankan for money that's not Maaseh Sheni, and you use your Maaseh Sheni money only for the content. We don't say that. We say that the Kankan is essentially bottle to the wine, and therefore there was no Kedusha of Maaseh on it. The whole thing is just a mechulin after you drink the part that's drinkable. It's difficult to drink the kankan itself. And the kankan becomes now okay to use without any additional funds required.
So you
finish anything you want.
It's
bottled to the wine. You finish the wine, it's not coolant. So therefore, the inverse is also true. And after gvulin, nitfata kankan, namaseh. So now, if you already have sealed this up, so then the kankan is also bottled to the yayin, right? Mm-hmm. So since it's bottled to the yayin, so when you say that this is kodesh, the division might be shamey, so what you're saying is the kankan is also kodesh, the division might be shamey. In other words, it's exactly the same situation, which one might have been assuming all along, because we kept referring back to the first part, as if it was obvious that the two are interrelated. Rabbi Chia, Rishem Rav Yochanan says, the way that we have to understand in the Mishnah, so we have three separate sections in our Mishnah, right? Okay, so we say there's a difference between having sealed it and not sealed it, right? So now, that seems like that the distinction is an open barrel and a sealed barrel. Right? And that's the whole point. It says the Kriya wants to make it very clear. No, that's not the whole point. It's timing. It means, the way I understand it is, in Achalogafan, not that they were open. They're sealed barrels now. But the question is, at what point did you be sorry to shame my which of course is the way we explain the Mishnah. In Acha lo gafan karat shame, lo kana ma'asera kankan. The point of the gear is that even if the barrel is now a sealed barrel, but since the Kli Hashem was before you sealed it, then your Kli Hashem was not referring to the barrel. You weren't thinking about the barrel. You were thinking about the contents. And over here, the contents is on the wine. Therefore, even now you go ahead and you seal it. It's still completely different things. The kankan wasn't bottled for the wine. You might just as easily have poured it out of that kankan, put it into something else. Why should we think of thinking of the kankan? Misha gafan kara shem. On the other hand, what the Mishnah is saying is, if you already sealed it up, so now you're being kara shem, then then it's being, you're being mekadesh with the shame of my tashani, everything, just like we said, because it's bottled to the wine, and therefore if it's bottled to the wine, it became, you know, kodesh, because this is my tashani. In Achelo Gafan Karashem, continuing now with the understanding of the Mishnah, the question of Shalom and Amukaf, which you would certainly have thought, is a din in the actuality. Is it now mukaf or is it not now mukaf? Also, when there was talking about chaviot, stumot, and so on, that too was referring to the question of whether the kankan was meant to be bottled to the truma, not stam whether it's open or not. So therefore, we have to understand that middle part of the mission exactly the same way. So when it says over there, chaviot stumot, you can't take off the truma from one or the other because it's considered to be shalom and amukaf. That's talking about where the kankan itself now is bottled to the truma, the same way the kankan is bottled to the mitzvah shemi in the first bava. So therefore, it means the same thing. If you were kolei the shame truma on it before you were got this, where over there the kankan itself is not considered to be tuffus with the truma, then it doesn't matter if you sealed it up afterwards. It's still going to be bottled b'yachad v'meya, because the chavit itself has no particular importance to us. We don't remember the whole bit of not being mevatel. The middle case is talking about bittel v'meya v'yachad, right? So if you normally chaviot sumot are not bottled because chaviot sumot are kosher. So he's saying now, Rabbi Chiya, that the chashivas is only where the chavit is kosher. Now, the content of the chavit is kosher, and therefore, it would still be bottle, even though now it's sealed, because the truma in it was called truma before it was sealed. And therefore, the kankan is viewed as being separate from its content, and why shouldn't the contents be bottled to Ekvodanea? Masha'enkin, at first you sealed it, then you were koreshay. So now the yayin is one with the kankan. This is a barrel of truma. Then it's considered to be kosher because of chaviot stumot, and it's not bottle. And that's how I understand the Mishnah. Furthermore, the third bottle, which is referring to minamukha, shalom minamukha, where over there you would think it's the fact that something is sealed. That's what's important. And it's not mukaf because it's sealed. When it says that, it's ayim achalo gafan kara shame turin mi echad ala kol misha gafan kara shame turin mi kol echad li echad. Even there it means the same thing, that you can there say that if the person wants now to be kara shame before he was gaf, then he can be turin mi echad mi akol. If after he was got, he wants to be koreshay, then he cannot be koreshay. Okay, they're the same lashon fits in. Because at the time that I've been koreshay, it would still be sukha, and therefore it's not a problem. But dvarim amurim, b'shel yayin, avo b'shel shemen, bein achilo gafan, bein misha gafan, kana ma'aser akankan, it should say. This is all in a case of yayin, where there's an afkamina between when I was gaf and when I was koreshein. But if you're talking about oil, now the din of oil is always, you take a little bit at a time. You never take a bottle of oil, right? And therefore, it's always viewed as being part of the chavit. Because, I mean, I need the chavit, no matter what. What am I going to do? I'm not going to pour it out into a cup and drink it. not like mitzvah with wine, right? So then the chavit is always bottled for the shana. It makes no difference whether I have been gafed or I haven't been gafed. It's clear that I'm only going to sell this and use it with this container. And so mamela, in that case, is all of the Mishnah. We wouldn't have said the chilek between atzlo gafan and not. So there, bein mishigam v'shalom gafan, kana mitzvah kan kan, bein atzlo gafan, bein mishigafan, olot be'achad u'meyah, bein atzlo gafan, bein mishigafan, torein me'achad alakol. Because over there, we would say that the whole chavis is part of the shemen. Over Rabbi Hanani, the kosher of the Bechamay. Bechamay said in the Mishnah that you have to take off the cover of the barrel, which means to break off the cover. Remember those days when they were dropped, it means with the cement. Break off the top of the barrel, it's still not enough. You have to pour everything back into the cup, and only then can you be turning me Erfan al Arko. Whereas Bechamay says, what are you going to do that for? Just break off the cover. And of all of the barrels, or whatever barrels you want to be doing. Yeah. Then they would consider it to be mukas. So they become on the attack of the Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai's whole purpose doesn't seem to make any sense. I mean, Mabi Nalavein Mikamishah sacking begonim, let's say. The guy has five sacks full of grain that he's got in a gonim. They're all open. Now, nobody in his right mind. Open. Yeah, I mean, by definition, it's actually, it's not really stealable. So, would Beit Shammai say that, what, you can't be pouring from one container to another container? Over there, certainly it's considered to be mukaf, right? I mean, they're all in the same place, and that we have mishnayos like that before. So it's all considered to be mukaf. So what is the difference between an open barrel or an open sack? That over here, you should need to pour it back into that god. I don't understand the logic in this. Shemay Dominum Asim, he's out there. He's trying to tell me that you're not able to take Trumas and Mises from one sack on another in a Goreth? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Al Harishona Hu Shabbat. The Machlokas over here, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, it's unclear because we have three cases. Right? One of the cases was the case of Mukha. The other case was the case of the Torim. I mean, what? Sorry. One of the cases was Torim Yechad Al HaKol. The other was whether it was Yotze Lekula. It isn't clear from Beit Shammai whether he's referring only to the case of Torim Yechad Al HaKol, or he was talking about even the question of whether it's considered to be toughest from one on the, toughest to Kedushas Truma or not. Is he arguing on all of the cases, or is he arguing only on this last case? Kind of Rabbi Bach, he's arguing Al Harishona Hushava. When he's going all the way back, this problem that Rabbi Hanania is asking is only being asked if the Machlokas is referring to that part about whether I can be telling me after Al HaKol. Right? So he's asking if Beit Shammai meant to argue on being Torim Yechad Al HaKol, how can he explain the difference between that and the case of Min HaMukaf and HaGoren of the sack? That we're calling that here the first case, not the first case in terms of the first case of where the Hanani was referring to, not the first case in the Mishnah. So that is a question. But he was not Hushava. There's no question about the other things in the Mishnah, right? Because they have nothing to do with the kasha of Chamisha Sak and Begorim. It's only the part about the Min HaMukaf. That's the only thing that's really shrek. Rabbi Ba Omar, Rabbi Ba says, Ap Al Hashmi, I should say. I guess. It doesn't say that, but that's the usual. So he's asking also on the second case, Hushava. You know, the kasha was also on the second case, meaning on the other cases in the Mishnah. Because if you're telling me that the Mishnah considers this to be Min HaMukaf, so then it should be enough to open it up and legabe all of the dinim and the Mishnah too. That it, once it's open, that it's open. It doesn't need to be restored to the gut why isn't that also shver from the dinim of the goyim? So in other words, again, that means that we hold that on all of the questions in the Mishnah, we have the shaila about whether reopening the barrel puts it back to that the way that it was, or whether it's considered to have been ruined by the fact that I could carry shame once it was closed. The af al hashmiya na'im amar. I should say. There's a race. In other words, somehow the race of the robe got stuck with the... There was a race with amar, got mixed up with the race of the robe and just became im. So here the case is. Amar, a guy says, robe revi'it chulim yeshli v'chavitzu. Latsa kankan l'chulim. Let's say that there is a chavit, meaning a chavit tuna, and he says in it, he now wants to be koreshen, but he doesn't make the whole thing meiser. The case in the Mishnah is he's making the whole thing meiser, and now it's all about the meiser. But he says, I have now a rub revius. I don't know what the rub is, but I'm leaving at least a revius of chulin for myself in there. And then the question is, would the kankan be bottled for a meiser, or could we say that it would be, since he saved in it something that was chulin, so over there already is not mevatel it for the meiser. So if the guy specifies that I have revius chulin, then yatzak kankan chulin, and he certainly meant that the kankan should be part of that rather than it should be bottled for the meiser part. Rechia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said you can be medayik this from the Mishnah. That's Nisa. Omlakim. Because what Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah seems to be based on that assumption. Because it says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Omer l'chavero chavit zo ani mocher l'cha chut mikan kama yatsa kan kan l'chulim. That if the person specifies when he's selling the fruit, the yayin in this case, he's selling it to someone for kesev meiser, and he specifies it not to be included with the kankan. So we don't say, well, but the fact is you're buying the whole thing, so therefore it should be bottled to it. We don't say that. So in other words, it's totally in the dot of the person who's making the transaction. Therefore, we can assume over here that if the person is miyache, the revius of chulin, the reason he's doing that is he doesn't want this problem about the kedusha on the kankan. He wants to keep the kankan chulin. So it's as if he basically made that night that Rabbi Shimon said, Hadron alach lo yomar adam. Now, somebody pointed out yesterday that to speak Yiddish for Yerushalmi is absolutely disgusting. Okay, Perek Revi'i Halacha Aleph. Hamolich Perot Maaseh Sheni Mimakom HaYotzer LeMakom HaZol. Somebody who moves Perot without being told to them from a place where these perot are worth a lot to a place where the same perot are cheaper. Or he goes in the other direction, yimakom hazol yimakom hayoker. In all such cases, to define how much money he has set aside for the pidyon, he goes according to his current location and podeo bishar mikomo, where he is at the time. Hamehi perot min agorim la'ir. We have a similar question where, let's say, You work on your payroll in the garden. In the garden, they're not worth that much. When you set up a little roadside stand, you'd have to sell it for 30% less than you'd sell it in the shuk. But you moved it from the garden, you brought it into town. So now in town, it's worth money. But it's not the same as moving from a mokum hazol to a mokum hayoker, because over here, the reason it's worth more money is because you've taken out the trouble of transporting. So, I mean, that's worth money. Right? It's not just simply a question of it's not a function of the place. It's also a question of whether it's been brought to market. In the first case, it was always in market. It's a question of whether it was in this town or that town. So over here, brought to market is different. There the halacha is that you have to actually, or he brings kadayai from the pressing gap to the city. Hashevach l'sheni. The additional value indeed has to be put onto the pidyon. But Hayitziyah Mibeito, any money that he paid, he cannot come along and deduct it. Even here, even though you say, well, wait a minute, I incurred expenses in order to do this, it's considered to be pure reva of Maaser Sheni. For din Maaser Sheni k'shar hazol. However, when it comes to determining the shar, do you go according to the supermarket price or do you go according to the wholesale price? So the halacha is that you are allowed to be quoted according to the wholesale price, kumocha and vanilokea, the price that the supermarket would be buying from a distributor. That's what you could be quoted on. The low commercial mocher, and not the price that the supermarket sells at. Furthermore, if you're talking about the value of the, you want to now the makalo money, and so let's say you now want to buy a seller with putas, and putas now are considered to be the perot that you're going to use now to be makalo onto the seller. Now, of course, as we all know, there is the shara yatsi, and then there's the shara mechira, and then there's the shara kniyah. Right? So what shara do you go according to? You go according to kamochal shulchani paret, lo kamochal mitzaret. You pay the value that the banker would have also taken for selling the seller. Right? So in other words, he would have taken a higher price. He would have taken extra puto, okay? When you want more shoving for the dollars that he's giving you. The law promotional mitzareh, and not what he would pay if he wants to buy now your seller, which he would pay you less for, of course. Right? So in other words, you're buying now on the higher rate.
Okay. What is it doing? It's using up the market chain quicker and
and that's giving the advantage now to the Maaser Sheni, right? The Shulchani is parade. The Shulchani is parade. He wants to take money for the seller, so he would take a lot of putas. You can do the same. Take a lot of putas, put into the seller. The Shah Hazol.
Which means that I'm going to be using up the Maaser Sheni point and going less to my account,
right,
so making it easier for me to transfer.
Correct. Yeah, same thing as the first part. I can go. No, to me. Yeah, in both cases, the advantage is to the buyer.
Okay.
In putting Maaser Sheni Aksala, now you can't just go in there and be poted without actually measuring it and saying, well, okay, it looks like approximately such and such. You have to weigh it. And if, you know, if it's a pound of potatoes or whatever, you pay according to the actual value. It's a damav you do in. Now, when things have a common price, so then you sell piyachad. Then you can, whatever, you just find out, you know, if somebody tells you what the price is, then you can rely on it. But it's a ain damav you do in. Things that are not known, you don't have a market power, which we'll discuss in a moment, you sell pishlosha. But then you would need three people to be able to come up with a decent estimate. So let's say you have yayin eshikiseis, you have wine, it's already formed a film that's starting to go sour. Now it's not vinegar and it's not wine. So, you know, it's not clear what people would be willing to pay for this. Perot, your kivu, you've got perot that are not in good shape. So, obviously you can't, you know, it's a question of what the market will bear. Mo'ochi, if liu, or you have coins, this would be the later section, right, in which you're doing the pre-top, telling you the shy of a pre-top. You have coins over here that are already somewhat corroded. You need to have a professional opinion as to how much they're worth at this point. So it says the Gemara. Okay. You said, I'm a leaf perot maaser, milokim ayotel, milokim azol. Notice, says Rav Yonah, that the way in which the Mishnah is put is as a bidiyavad. Hamolich. If you already did such a thing. It doesn't say that you can do such a thing. Right, so when it says molek, the mashmaut is habitchila asur. That milachatchila, you're not allowed to take something from a mokum ayapi to a mokum azol, because you're causing a loss for the Maaser Sheni. You should have been poted in your own town where it was worth more, and that way you wouldn't have been lost to the Maaser Sheni. But if you did it, so then the mikveh is saying, okay, fine, you did it already, then the mice of the value is a local value. And you determine the value by what the price is local. If the peirot ma'aser sheni, this is referring to when we say that it's usher, that's where it actually is ma'aser sheni already, not that it's tevel that you haven't made yet ma'aser sheni. Although the peirot sheni tevelim ma'aser sheni, if you just have tevel, and you have to take from these peirot ma'aser sheni, that's not a problem. That's indirect loss to the ma'aser sheni. That would be mutter even b'lechatzila. And that's like it's hamolich peirot ma'aser sheni. And so both of those things are clear from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, if you already have ma'aser sheni that you were korei shame on, then it's only hamolich. It's only if you do it b'diavad, but not b'lechatzila. Kihada Rebbe, like the following case that actually happened with Rebbe, that Havilei Perin Hachu, Perin B'Kutanya, so he had peirot in this place called Kutanyan, and Kutanyan was a place where there was a lot of things, and it was very cheap. Rahavi Kava Masrot Zahacha Taman. What he used to do is he would be Koveya, the Maaser Sheni, in the peirot that were here, on the peirot that were to be sold in Kutanyan, and then the Farik Lan, the Shara the Taman. He would use the Shar of the cheaper value in Kutanya, he would use it to determine the value for his pigeon. So you see, and he did this, even lachatchila, which means that you can be koveya lachatchila meister out of tevel, which is not the same as actually transporting peirot and meister sheni, because it's less direct.
The fruit
growers
are there in a higher rated place,
lower rated place. They're in Kutanya.
Kutanya is
cheap. Cheaper place.
And he would establish it to the Kutanya rate.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, okay.
He took off the Meister in Kutanya for the pairs that were here.
And here being more expensive.
More expensive.
Right. He took off in Kutanya for the something
else.
Why would he just be higher
with
the higher rated
stuff? Meister Sheni. Never became Meister Sheni, it was Teva. That's exactly the point we were saying. This is exactly the case that I'm bringing you that Rebbe actually did Lamaisa. Tani, Bain the Yoker of Uzlu, Bain the Zol the Hukru. Now, it said over here, in either direction it said this, right? I understand, Meik the Yoker of Uzlu. I understand the case of Yoker of Uzlu. So over there, it's now worth less. But Bezolva Hukru, how about the other way? How about where something became more expensive afterwards? And it says in the Brisa, it doesn't make any nafkamina, that even if the price went up, I could still go according to the lower price that it was at the time that it was brought there. So why am I allowed to do that? Shani, I mean that's different, isn't it? Now Shahu Yachol Laharim Alav Lefotro Minachomish. The truth is that there's a way to even Lechatchila be Marim on Maaser in order to profit you from paying the Chomish, as we'll see soon. And because of that, it means that we look for ways in which we can be Makel on you. So if we allow you to do such a thing, we also allow you to use the Shah Hazol. And because in this case, you're not being Marim to not pay the Chomesh. So if we allow you to be Marim not to pay the Chomesh, then we can allow you, if you are paying the Chomesh, to go according to the original price. Because that way we make up for the loss in the price by the fact that you're adding 20% anyway. 25% actually. Tony Arba Bar Chilfia, Bar Kaya, he said, what's that? Oh, 25% from the total, 25% from the original. Yeah. So he said, Bamed Varma Munid Devadai, the whole din that you use the lower rate, and you can go according to the Sham Mekomo, the Mokom Hazol, This is only true if you're talking about Vavai. So over there, if you go from the Mokum HaZol to the Mokum HaYoker, we're mechayev you to pay the Mokum HaYoker. But if it were mine, we would allow you to pay even the Mokum, the price of the Zol, even the Mokum HaYoker. So this Vavai, with my, Bain Biyoker who was moved, Bain Bezolver who crew, you could still mokro Bezol. Lama, Mishum Shemir Eli, Yimacher Bezol. The reason for this is why? Are you telling me the reason is because you could have Lechatchila paid the lesser price and therefore were sort of covered according to that price? Or is it because on Mishum Shuhu Yokolak, Zirel and the Komot? Or is it because you still have the option of coming back and bringing it back, and therefore, was that? Yes. Thank you. It's Shul Yachol, obviously. That's the Shul Yachol. We're asking what the reasoning is. Is the reasoning because of what it once was, or is the reasoning what it could be? Who cares? Well, the Nafkamina would be, my Nafik Beneon, the Nafkamina would be, if Chos Yavok Yav in the coma. If the price went up now in the original location that you had taken it from, which was the Mokum HaZol, in Tamar, Mishum Shu Yacholach, Zerol Mekomot, if the only reason is because I still have the option of bringing it back to where it was and paying the lesser price, Arehu Kiro, I no longer have such an option because they're now worth more, even back in the place where they were. But if the reason is, in Tamar, Mishum Shinir Ali Mokum HaZol, if the reasoning is because once it was Kavua, on the lower price, I can still maintain a lower price. So then a few occasions, and Mokar Bezol, even though now the price may have gone up, nonetheless, it still had originally been Kavua at that price. And that's what I'm asking you. Ka'adah b'Rebichir Barba Havi Baromi, like the case where Rebichir Barba was in Rome, and Chamtun Mepharkin Ilan Niklusaya Da'acha Taman Bishar Adahaka. Now we saw people in Rome that they were going and taking, they had exported over there into Rome, they'd exported dates from Eretz Yisrael. So when people bought Yaffa dates in the Roman shop, they knew they had to take off Mitzvah. So they would take off on the dates from Eretz Yisrael, like the value of the dates in Eretz Yisrael, which was obviously a lot cheaper than it was in Rome. Now these were mine. So with a good, they didn't know, you know, whether the exporters had taken off my tuna. They were, you know, on the Arasi. So they were taking off because of the mine. And they were so made on the value that it was over here. And therefore, apparently because of the fact that it's now, even though it's Yoker, but it originally had been Kavu and Ashar HaZol, it's sufficient to be subject on that Shar Hazol. So he said, Omar, Manda Horilan, Chilfaya Bar Kiraya Horilan. And he asked, who gave you the right to do such a thing? And they said, it was Chilfaya Bar Kiraya, that he holds, like we said before, right? He was the one that said, Bamed Varma Mun Bavada. Abu Bidmai, Ben Biokabu, is the famous Abu Ukru. So he was Sonic, therefore, they, rather, the people in Rome, were so much on that shita that the Mishnah that says that you have to go according to Shan Mekomot, even if it's in Mokum HaZol or Mokum HaYoker, that was only referring to Vavai, but the Demai, it wouldn't be true. And on that, Halakha L'maaseh, they paid the lower price in Rome instead of the local price. So we don't have an answer from here, though, to what this Torah was. We have the Tudah?
Look here,
there's a Tudah. That's a quarter of a dime.